All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Who is Macklin Celebrini, the projected number one pick in June's NHL draft? How does he play? What's he like? What makes him tick?
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking, presented by Betway. If you're going to place a bet, bet on Betway. 19 plus, please play responsibly.
After a long 82-game slog, we finally arrived at the NHL Draft Lottery. And perhaps there's no person better on the planet equipped to answer those questions than Jay Pandolfo, the veteran NHLer who coached Celebrini last season at Boston University. Starring on Comm Ave in Boston at the tender age of 17, Celebrini became the youngest ever winner of the Hobey Baker Memorial Award, handed out to the top player in all of college hockey. He was the fourth freshman to win the award, joining Adam Fantilli, Jack Eichel, and Paul Kariya as the only other first-year players to win hockey's version of the Heisman.
The 44th annual Hobey Baker Award goes to the youngest in its history, 17-year-old Macklin Celebrini of Boston University, capturing the award, the fourth Terrier to do so.
Macklin Celebrini for Boston University.
It's clear Celebrini is the next one. After watching the hype machine chew up and spit out Alexis Lafreniere, and with the generational term thrown around way too often when it should be reserved, we're all pretty cautious to make projections now. Last year on the show, we chatted with Regina Pats GM and coach John Paddock, who projected that his player Connor Bedard would step into the NHL with a 30-goal and 30-assist rookie season. Not bad. Paddock was pretty close. Even without any help around him, Bedard finished with 22 goals and 39 assists, and he missed 14 games of action. Most scouts see Celebrini on the next level down from Bedard and the generational tag. Those who have seen him say Celebrini is harder to pinpoint because he's so unique. He's a mixture of a few different top picks in style, and Pandolfo's comparison in this episode may surprise you. One thing is abundantly clear. Pandolfo played 900 games in the NHL, won two Stanley Cups, and as much as he'd like to have Celebrini back on campus next season, he knows he's ready to step into the NHL in October. That isn't hype. That's the assessment of a grounded coach who spent 5 years on an NHL bench as an assistant. He doesn't speak in hyperbole, someone cut from the same cloth as Lou Lamoriello. Celebrini has had eyes fixed on him since he was 12. Growing up in Vancouver, his father Rick worked for the Canucks as their physiotherapist, and Rick has since moved on to become the vice president of sports medicine and performance for the Golden State Warriors, where he's helped Steph Curry and company win multiple world championships. The story of how Macklin Celebrini even ended up in Boston is a fun one, born out of the NBA Finals. We'll talk about Celebrini's maturity, his humble roots, landing a player of Celebrini's magnitude without a pile of NIL money, and Pandolfo's success, reaching the Frozen Four in all six of his years on campus, both as a player and head coach. Here's my conversation with longtime NHLer and current Boston University coach, Jay Pandolfo. Jay Pandolfo, the NHL's draft lottery is here at long last. What is someone getting in Macklin Celebrini?
They're getting a franchise centerman that you can build around. He's a special player. Never mind being a special player. He's a special person too. Just how mature he is as a person, especially for a 17-year-old. He just does everything the right way. He's beyond prepared. And I think that's why he's as good as he is. I mean, obviously he has the talent to go along with it, but he gets everything out of himself. One of the most competitive kids I've been around. So I think that helps his game. It helps him be as detailed as he is in everything he does. He wants to be the best, and you see it every day from him. So he's going to be a special player for a long time.
So I want to actually back you up a little bit. How does a kid that grew up in Vancouver and lived most of his life on the West Coast end up playing at BU? What's the story in terms of how he became a Terrier?
We didn't know for sure if he was going to go the NCAA route. You know, we had heard different things. Clearly, he would have been WHL player. His dad been around the game of hockey for a while, knew different people. I think thought of the NCAA route it would be good for him, especially if he went in a little early, playing against older players, help him develop that way. So we had heard different things. And I had just gotten the job as the head coach at BU. And Joe Pereira, who's our assistant coach, does a lot of the recruiting. He had heard some of the same things. And he's like, I'm just going to call his dad, see what he says. We knew his dad was working for Golden State at the time. He still is. And they were actually in town playing the Celtics in the NBA championship. So Joe had given him a call and was just talking to him about BU. And, you know, we were kind of asking if Macklin was interested in the NCAA route. And Rick said, you know, he was open. Rick had known some people in the hockey circles that knew a little bit about BU and a little bit about the staff. So he said, yeah, he'd love to come over and check it out. So that's kind of how it happened. Rick came over and checked it out. He brought his strength coach over who, you know, had a lot to do with the Vancouver Canucks beforehand. And we kind of just got chatting and talking and what we kind of wanted to do with the program. And Rick said that, listen, if we win, I think it was game two maybe or game three in Boston, if they won game five with the chance to clinch, he'd fly the whole family out with them. And that's what happened. And then we got the family on campus and just developed a relationship. And that's how we got Macklin.
So he's doing all of this in the middle of the NBA Finals?
Oh, yeah. He the morning of, I can't remember exactly what game it was, but it was in the morning he came over. So he's a great guy. Like we had a great conversation. We spent a couple hours together and he didn't come the second time when the family came back over. It was, I think it was game six and he didn't come with the family, Rick. He, you know, he let the family come over and met with the boys, Macklin and Aiden, and his little brother was over and his sister Charlie and mom Robin, and they all came over and, you know, we had a great day and took us obviously a little bit longer to, you know, get them committed. It was a great day and we had both Macklin and Aiden committed.
Yeah, no doubt. A huge feather in your cap. What do you think ultimately at the end swayed them to go to BU? It's far from home. It's far from where dad works. In a normal year, maybe a player like that ends up in Michigan or goes to North Dakota or pick another school that might be closer. What do you think put BU over the top?
I don't know. I think they were just comfortable with the people. I think that was part of it. I think Rick just felt and Macklin and Aiden felt comfortable with our staff. You know, we had Kim Bramble on our staff who worked for 8 years for the Bruins doing player development. So I think all those things together, just they felt real comfortable sending them to BU. I think they knew kind of the history and tradition in BU. So I think all those factors went into it.
So, Jay, I don't know you at all. We've never chatted before this. You get a commitment like that. You're a new head coach at BU. Are you in your office fist pumping or what?
Pretty much. We were really, really happy. Honestly, never mind just the players we were getting. You know, we spent quite a bit of time with the family. It was just a great family. So to add that to our program was really exciting. Forget just the, obviously you get excited about the level of talent we have coming in, but really good people. And you could tell that right away. So that was really important to us. And they've only been here a short time, but they made our program a lot better.
So sticking with the, human part of Macklin, obviously still, 17 years old and growing, but by all accounts, doing my homework, it sounds like he's someone that, despite the attention that's been around him, very humble, one of the guys, and really fit in well this year. Is that an accurate assessment?
Very accurate. Yeah, he fit in very well. He's a really humble kid. He just goes to work. He just works and competes. And I think most teammates, when you have a guy like that, they're going to respect that. First day on the ice, just how hard he competed. I think guys were a little bit like, whoa, this is real. And this kid's only 17 years old and pushed the group. And I think players respect that when you see someone kind of put that type of work in and how competitive he is on every drill. He didn't give anyone an inch. Really cared about his teammates, cared about winning, and guys really respect that. So you can't say enough good things about Macklin from that standpoint.
And when you have older kids on the team and you're the new kind of hotshot 17-year-old that comes in that has all this focus and buzz, when he's the guy after practice picking up pucks, I guess something like that, just like any other freshman, would go a long way.
It certainly does. Just his actions on and off the ice, guys really respected that. He didn't think he was any bigger than anyone else on our team, and guys really appreciated that. Being around, I think, pro sports has helped him a lot too, being around his dad. His dad worked for Vancouver for a long time, and then his dad working with Golden State, with that organization, winning championships, watching, Steph Curry and these guys and how they handle himself. I think it just really helped Mac. I think, he'd observe what those guys were doing, and I think he learned a lot from that.
So he arrives with a mature outlook and personality, and on the ice, maybe that's another way to describe him. One of the things that really struck me watching your team on their run to the Frozen Four this year was how much you relied on him. Yeah, he wins the Hobie Baker, an unbelievable freshman season, but when you needed a key draw, when you had a late in game situation, he's a guy that you trusted putting out there. Walk me through, just his process of earning that trust and what you saw from him in growth throughout the year.
Yeah, it's just his maturity as a player. I think you see a kid that's 16, 17-year-old that's that talented offensively and that good offensively, it's kind of natural. They're going to cheat the game a little bit from the defensive side of things. And that's the complete opposite of Macklin. Like he wants to be just as good away from the puck as he is when he has it. And we saw that right away. I mean, I saw that even watching him play in Chicago for the Steel the year before. You could just see how detailed he was defensively. So he earned that pretty quickly where, we were going to have trust in him in all situations. And another thing, like we said, he wants to be out there in those situations. The bigger the moment, he wants to be on the ice. He wants to be part of it. So he earned it pretty quickly. And it's just a credit to him on how he's wired and wants to be the best at everything he does in every area.
The other thing that struck me was the physical maturation. It's one thing to physically be able to do it. It's another thing to go out there against kids that are 4 and 5 years older than you and actually physically impose yourself. This is a guy that loves being in the thick of the action. Did that surprise you at all, jumping from USHL to NCAA, or did you expect that that would be part of his game?
I expected it because I had watched him a lot with Chicago. He likes to play inside and he's physically capable because it's not like he came in as a 17-year-old freshman and was 170 pounds, 175 pounds. He's every bit of 195 pounds. So he could handle it physically. I mean, he's been training the right way for a long time, put a lot of work in that way. So he was physically ready for it. He likes to play inside. He likes to go through the middle of the ice. Sometimes I like to see him go a little bit less at times, but he's so competitive. He likes that attack mentality. He plays inside the dot. So I wasn't surprised just from watching him before. And I knew where he was physically too, where I thought he'd be able to handle it. I think guys learned pretty quickly that he's pretty damn strong on his skates, too. If you see it at times, guys will bounce off him. So it's impressive the work he's put in up to this point, and he's going to continue to do it.
So we'll take all of that maturation, emotional, physical, the development and details of his game, and you smash all those things together. Jay, you played 900 games in the NHL. Is this guy ready to step into an NHL lineup right away?
I think so. You know, obviously, we'd love to have him back. The circumstances have to be right for everyone. There's no doubt in my mind he could play in the National Hockey League tonight, just the way he plays the game. You could put him in a playoff game tonight, and I think he'd do well. But that's my opinion. And so, yes, I think he's ready from that standpoint. We're not opposed to taking him back if he feels like he needs, because he is still really young. He doesn't turn 18 till June. It's amazing, again, in saying it, that he played his whole freshman year as a 17-year-old. He would play his whole sophomore year as an 18-year-old. You know, so that's pretty impressive. But in saying all that, I think he's very capable of playing in the National Hockey League today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I cringe at this question, but I need to ask anyway, because I hate the labels that get put on kids. But if you know, you watch the game, you're a student of the game, do you see flashes? Like, give me a comp comparison-wise, and I don't mean production-wise, but just pure style in terms of how he plays. If you're a fan listening to this and you're trying to conjure up an image of what Macklin Celebrini might look like when he's a finished product in the NHL, who comes to mind for you?
Yeah, it's high praise, but you know, I think personally, when I watch him and what I've seen, I think Crosby, I think Jonathan Toews, those are the two guys for me that I see the best comparisons with Macklin.
Maybe the Crosby physicality. No one is Sidney Crosby, so like obviously we're putting him in his own platform and category, but just the physical nature in which he defends, attention to detail, willingness to get to the middle and the inside, are those some of the things that you think of?
Absolutely. Those are the big reasons why, you know, just his willing to attack through the middle of the ice, you know, how responsible he is defensively, all those little things that Crosby does. That's why, you know, I make those comparisons with Macklin.
This season, his production was split down the middle. Goals and assists were even. Is he preferential to one? Is he predisposed to one, shooting or passing?
No, I don't think so. I think he's, you know, both. He can certainly score. He's got a great release, great shot, but he sees the ice very well too. So just depends on the night for him.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned, obviously, you'd love to have him back on campus at BU next year. And by the way, for those listening, there is some precedent. Owen Power, selected number one overall a few years ago, went back to school at Michigan. Maybe a bit of a different circumstance because of the position he played. But nonetheless, probably also dependent on who and where Macklin Celebrini is selected by who wins the draft lottery. But I wanted to use that as a segue to say, when you're coaching a program like BU and the storied tradition and history, is it tough? It's not tough having a top end player like that, but the idea of one and done, how does that impact your thought process? You're obviously thrilled to have him, but it really is tough to say goodbye.
Yeah, it's certainly tough. You know, you enjoy coaching a player like that, but we had the understanding I think you always do when you have a player of that caliber, where he might only be there for 1 year. Whether he comes back or he doesn't come back, he's still made a huge impact on our program. Winning the Hobie Baker is a big deal. Helping us get to the Frozen Four is a big deal. Even for the guys that are in our program now that are going to stay for 3 and 4 years, just the way he kind of handles himself on a daily basis, he rubs off on some of our other players. So it helps our program from that standpoint too, what the expectations are in practice every day. How are you supposed to work in practice? How are you supposed to work off the ice? Even though he's only been there 1 year, he's made an impact. So that can last for a long time. And that's kind of what we've had at BU over the years. Players like that, that kind of make that impact. But when you have the ones, the Jack Eichels, the Macklin Celebrinis, that really, you know, bring it up another level, it can last for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think of the work that Macklin did this year, even just from your lineup perspective, you know, playing with some other young guys and Shane LaChance and Jack Harvey and, you know, kind of helping set the tone for your team this year. That was probably a big part of the engine of how you guys get to the Frozen Four.
Yeah, no question. Certainly the engine for us. I know the guys that had the opportunity to play with him, and he played with a lot of different forwards this year. I think they really appreciate it. I think he pushed them to make them better players. You know, that's really important for a program.
Speaking of the program, NIL has obviously changed college athletics probably for the better. But one thing I wanted to ask about, I mean, when you look at, you know, where your program is at right now, that's kind of one of the big untold stories of this, is that Macklin Celebrini didn't arrive at BU's campus with a pile of NIL money waiting for him. Like, this was, you know, purely based on fit, ability to develop, history, tradition, culture, all those things. Is that fair to say?
No question. That's very fair. At BU, you know, right now, we're not handing out lumps of money to players. We don't have big college program type collectives and all that sort of stuff. I think for hockey, it's obviously a little different than you're talking about the big football and basketball programs that, you know, have a lot more money to throw around. I think for hockey players, they're looking for the best place to develop that's going to help them get to the next level. And, you know, we're trying to provide that for our players. BU's had a history of doing that, and that's what we're going to try to continue to do. We certainly want our players, and all college players now, having the ability to make some money off name, image, likeness, which I think is the right thing. And it's the new thing, and it's going to continue to evolve.
You mentioned Jack Eichel. I think of Brady Tkachuk and now Macklin. Like, you've had some fantastic players come through your program. How much does someone like Macklin help lift up the profile? I mean, you're, like I mentioned, one of the storied programs, but to be up at the top perennially, how much does he help?
I think he helps a lot. Players that are younger, that are thinking about playing college hockey, and they saw that Macklin Celebrini played at Boston University, that certainly helps the Boston University hockey program. And our guys too that played in the program, I think they're really proud that Macklin went to BU. Like, he has spoken to all the guys you just mentioned. You know, he's had conversations with Jack Eichel. He's had conversations with Brady Tkachuk, Charlie McAvoy, all these players that have played here. So that certainly helps our program. And hopefully, as Macklin moves forward in his career, you know, he'll have conversations with players that are going to come to Boston University. I think that really goes a long way.
Wanted to ask about the spot that you're in as a coach now. You've got hockey playing sons yourself, but you're also now, you know, looking down the line at your program. You have the chance to recruit some sons of former teammates, sons of guys that you played against. What's that like?
It's interesting, that's for sure. Makes me feel old, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it's fun to see, you know, players that, you know, I played with, players that I played against. Now they all have kids that are coming up the ranks here, and a pretty unique opportunity to have a chance maybe to coach some of these guys. So it's getting to that point now where more and more players coming up are guys I either played with or played against, and, you know, I'll have the opportunity hopefully to coach some of these guys.
Yeah, just another reminder. I always say, at least at the NHL level, hockey is the world's smallest $6 billion industry. Like, everyone knows everyone. There's no secrets. There's no hiding. It's got to be fun to be living in that every day on the college end of it. And last one for me, your journey on campus at BU, unbelievable career as a player, 4 Frozen Fours. You know, you move on back as head coach, 2 trips to the Frozen Four. What has this experience been like for you being a head coach at your alma mater? And, you know, just give me a word on what the future is going to look like.
Yeah, I've had a blast here the last 2 years coaching here. This program means so much to me and what it did for me. It's such a great experience at Boston University playing for 4 years, playing with some great players. It certainly helped me in my career. You know, we had a lot of success, but just the everyday competitiveness of our group, you know, having the opportunity to play with Mike Greer, Chris Drury, Chris O'Sullivan, Sean Bay, the names are endless, but it certainly pushed me. And that's what we're trying to do now. Our coaching staff, we want to get the type of players that want to push each other and make each other better. And that's what we're trying to do. We want these guys kind of to have the experience that we had when we were at BU so they can move on and hopefully have great careers. And like we've had great support from, you know, our athletic department. Drew Marichello has been very, very good with us, trying to help us, you know, continue this tradition and history of this program. And Jack Parker as well, who's still around a lot. Having the opportunity to coach his grandson, Shane LaChance, has been a lot of fun. And you can just see it with Shane, how much he cares about this program. So we want to keep it going.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been fun to watch. Thank you for sharing your time and insight to chat about Macklin and your program, and wish you all the best at BU.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Huge thanks to Jay for squeezing me in on a busy week in the offseason. He had conferences, meetings, and he was traveling to see his son, Sam, play in a tournament. Keep your eye on Sam Pandolfo, who's making a name for himself as well. And special thanks to my pal and BU alum, Colby Cohen, for connecting us. I loved chatting with Jay. He's clearly a no-BS guy who lets results speak for themselves. He's earned a reputation as one of the great younger coaches in the sport, and his 725 points percentage in Hockey East, along with back-to-back trips to the Frozen Four, proves that point. It's going to be fascinating to see where Celebrini lands. Someone's going to get a franchise center, depending on how the ping pong balls bounce. That'll do it for this edition of Frankly Speaking. Here is Willis with Pool House.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.